Father God, we give you thanks for your word. We give you thanks for what it says here in your word, that you establish our steps. And so we pray that we can look to you. And right now you can speak to us in the way that your powerful word can. Amen. I wonder if you've ever said to yourself, it's funny how things work out. What's going on? It's fine. Okay. What am I gone off for a minute? Have you ever said to yourself, it's funny how things work out? It's strange how that happened. As I'm not going to talk about the rugby today, I thought I'd talk about cricket first up. Talk about the England and Wales cricket board. Is that a bit better? I remember watching the Ashes. What, it was 2005, and Kevin Peterson, the young England batsman, was out there. He hadn't had a very good series. And what happens early on in his innings, he plays a terrible shot. It's a wide ball. It's an awful shot. He slashes it straight towards first slip, where the great Shane Warne is waiting to take the catch. One of the best slip catches ever. And unbelievably, he drops it. And the commentator says, is that a moment or what? Is someone trying to tell you something, he said. Peterson goes on to play a great innings, wins the Ashes for England, goes on to be one of the greatest batsmen ever. It's funny how things work out. If that catch had been taken, he probably would have been dropped, probably would have never played again. Circumstances, circumstantial signs. Moments where things just happen. We wonder, is God showing us something? We might wonder why we're using this text from Proverbs. Proverbs, a book written to try and help people grow in wisdom, be educated for leadership. And yet what we're able to read from this passage is about how the Lord directs our steps. When we're following him, he brings his best. A dictionary definition of circumstances. A fact or condition connected or relevant to an event or action. Circumstances that have prevented something from happening or even caused something to happen. You know, we have to be careful with circumstances. We can use it as an excuse for not doing things. When my circumstances are better, I'll do a bit more for God then. Have you ever used that excuse? I know, I certainly have. The Alpha Course talks about circumstantial signs. Those things that show us where God is working. We've got to be a bit careful with these things though, of course. Maybe we can say to ourselves, right, I'm coming down the road, I'm not really sure about things today. If the traffic lights stay green, that's God saying it's going to be a good day. Anyone ever done that before? If this sweet wrapper lands in the bin, it's going to be a good day. Anyone done that before? Maybe that's just me. But this is not about putting God to the test. It's about placing our trust in him, believing in him to speak to us. Not seeking signs from God, but seeking God. And then he brings us those signs. We can often wonder at these ways in which God is speaking to us. A lot of this can be about pushing a door and seeing if it will open. The importance of committing everything before God, recognizing that he's in control. As the passage says, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. We see God opening up his purposes, opening the right doors and closing the wrong ones. We can go through life and create a picture of how we think things should be, what time things should happen at. And yet, it's committing these things to God and recognizing his purposes. Verses 2 and 4, all a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. Ways in which we see God at work. Ways in which God reveals himself to us. How do we respond to these things? How do we respond when circumstances go against us? We thought a lot about the ways in which God speaks to us over the past few weeks. How God speaks to us through circumstances and signs. What exactly is a sign? Is it really the traffic lights changing a different colour? Is it what the weather is like that day? Well, God can work through all things, but have we committed it to God first? Are we walking with him each day? We need to be careful. We can go looking for signs in all sorts of things. We can put God to the test, and actually that's not what we're called to do. We're called to trust in Him, commit to Him. Then we see how pictures come together. People might say things to us, we've no idea why they said them. Situations we might be placed into. Times when we met somebody on a journey on a particular day and they needed us at that point, or even we needed them. And we might refer to them as coincidences. Or is it something that God has actually planned? God planned that to happen. The way in which God has been using us to meet with one another. Our circumstances are always different. We face different situations, and yet we should give thanks to Him at all times. Commit everything to Him. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God guides us every step of the way. Yes, God can speak to us for our signs and circumstances, but it has to be Him that we're seeking. This can easily happen with things like applying for jobs or looking for a minister. God has a way of closing those doors and opening the right ones. Perhaps these things can be there to help us grow in character, prepare us for future things. But have you noticed something about all of these different things that we think of about as signs and circumstances? We have no control over them. These are things that we have no control over. That doesn't make us feel comfortable, does it? None of us like not having control, do we? It makes us feel insecure when we don't have control. And yet here, these are things that we have no control over. Those things that we can't plan ourselves, and when they happen and speak to us, we see that God is at work. And as we come back to the idea about not having any control, when we've seen God at work in those ways, and it can only have been God, that can be a powerful thing, can't it? It can be strong for our faith. But of course, it doesn't necessarily mean we know exactly what they mean. God can use all sorts of things to speak to us, all sorts of things to bring us signs. It can be through His Word. Have you ever noticed those ways in which Bible verses keep coming up? Keep coming up in ways that we can't control. I've mentioned a lot about Psalm 46:10. Praying through it a lot during last year. Is this what God is saying to us as a church? Psalm 46:10. And then one day when I was praying for it, there was an elderly couple that I used to know in my previous church that sent me a card with a fridge magnet of Psalm 46:10. There was no way they could have known that. That's God. That had to have been God. There was no control that anyone had over that except God. And yet God puts the right people in the right places at the right moment, the ways in which God provides. But of course, everything needs to be prayed through. Okay, we might receive something and think, okay, that must have been from God. We still need to pray for exactly how God wants us to respond, how God wants us to deal with it. When these things keep happening, we often like to call this confirmation. Have you ever been there where you're looking to God for some guidance and He gives something very clearly? Now, it's unlikely this comes through bargaining with God. On Thursday at Messy Church, we looked at Gideon. And Gideon actually says in Judges chapter 6, Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand as you have promised, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know you will save Israel by my hand as you said." Is he putting God to the test here? Or does God recognize his faith? Does he want reassurance from God here? Does this mean we can ask God for signs all the time and everywhere, like a vending machine? We can pray and say, like, God, I want some signs tomorrow. If this, 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 and this happens, then obviously I know what you want me to do. After all, Gideon receives what he asked for. God is with him all the way. I think that's because God recognized his faith. God recognized his heart. We hear Jesus say in Luke 4:12, when he's being tempted in the desert, it says, "Do not put your Lord God to the test." He's quoting Deuteronomy 6:16. One of the miracles that Richard referred to in the Bible study on Tuesday
is when Jesus heals the official's son, John chapter 4. And Jesus says, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will never believe. But you know, have you noticed when Jesus does a miracle, when he heals somebody, what does he say? Your faith has healed you. It's not a miracle being done so that people believe. Jesus recognizes their faith. It's about the state of our hearts. God recognized Gideon in the state of his heart. He'd chosen him for his purposes. God would be prepared to confirm Gideon's faith and give him that confirmation so he could step out and do what God was calling him to do. When the devil's tempting Jesus in the desert, he has completely different motives. And as verse 2 in that passage from Proverbs says, all a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. We're not called to ask God just to show us things that we want, just to show us miracles when it suits us. We're called to seek him. To give an example, would we say, God, prove that you're God by making Newport County win the FA Cup? I'm fairly sure that's not exactly how God works, although God obviously can work through all things. But if we're praying into a situation and saying, I want your will, God. I'm seeking you, God. I want you, God, to direct my steps. It's your will that I'm seeking. We come back to our text for today. In verse 3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. We can go into a day looking at everything, hoping God would give us a sign. But actually, when we're looking for signs, is that looking for God? When we're seeking God, that's when he truly speaks to us. Matthew 6:33, but first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. You see, God provides all that we need when we seek him. This again comes to the possibility we might come to God with our own agenda. Yes, I believe God shows us signs. God works through our circumstances. But we need to be saying to him, guide my steps all the way. Following him. Spending time in his word and time in prayer. It's about allowing our relationship with him to grow. You know, we come back to an illustration we had in the service a few weeks ago with Joe when he was blindfolded. Different people would come and speak to him, and the people that he knew, he recognized their voice. This is about knowing God and knowing his voice. Such a simple illustration, but shows so much about knowing God. When we pray, when we seek him, God speaks. It's about being willing to surrender things over to him, allowing him to be in control. And the important thing through all of this, we're all going through different things, we'll all experience different things, but to submit them to him. To say, Lord, I want you to speak. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. The most important thing is to be seeking God above all else. Building that relationship with him. Verse 9, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all that it brings to us and for the ways that you speak to us. And Father, I pray we can walk in step with your spirit and that each one of us can be seeking you, seeking your plans. Whether that be in our own lives or for us as a church, we pray that we can have those moments where we can be still and know that it's your kingdom we're seeking and your ways. And so, Father, I pray for us. Wherever we go to each day, we can be spending that time with you and asking you to be in everything, to be listening to your voice. Amen. I'm going to invite the musicians to come back. We're going to have a time of worship with a couple of songs. I think the first of those songs we may not be as familiar with, but it has powerful words about seeking God and relying on Him. You may just want to allow the words to speak to you, to reflect on them. But let's be seeking God, seeking His will and His plans.